Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Arthur, good morning.
Good morning, John.
I want to go right to the money market fund debate. I saw some heat about this weekend. Arthur, let's start at square one. Our listeners worldwide, they assume a money market fund is a dollar a share. You know what you got. You're going to make 2% or whatever the rate is right now. Why the uproar?
The uproar is because up to now, those funds have not been marked to the market, even though the funds may have investments that bring them down to 99 or 98 cents. The custom, the practice in the industry is to mark them at par. The SEC has been fighting that and came up with a proposal which the industry fought tooth and nail, and that was to have those funds marked in the to the market. As a settlement to quiet this thing down, the SEC said, well, we'll divide the funds into risky funds, which would be the funds that don't have treasuries, for instance, short-term money market funds, and risk funds, and non-risk funds, which would be treasury funds. They would mark the treasury funds. They would not mark them to the market because presumably they were safe. The other funds they would mark to the market. Now, here's where the problem comes in. Part of the SEC proposal that is out there for comment calls for the funds to withhold at certain times some of the redemptions. And I think that's not a great idea. I think that's going to scare investors. If they worry about the market, they worry about their money market funds, they want to pull them out, and they hear, my God, we may not be able to pull them out because if too many people want to pull them, they're going to hold them back. They'll rush to the doors. That's the issue now, rush to the doors.
The amount that was being held back was very small, correct?
Yes, that's true. But whatever it is, it's a warning sign. And I think that the commentators out there are going to focus on that. Sheila Bair, the former head of the FTC, is certainly going to sound out on that, as she already has, and others have as well.
Okay, Arthur, but let me cut to the chase. Is my money market fund safe?
What's your fund?
I can't remember. You know.
Probably. The overwhelming likelihood is it is. But if it isn't, if we reach a time like we did in 2008, and somebody feels that some fund isn't safe, like the reserve fund, then the whole thing can come cratering down.
You've got
I think the SEC has made a step in the right direction by saying that some funds will be marked in the market. Not as good as saying that all funds will be marked to the market.
Got an interesting note here that, you know, we talked to Meredith Whitney quite often, who is still predicting somewhere out there we're going to see massive bankruptcies among cities. But you say the claim that state and municipal pension costs are rising to unsustainable levels is untrue and misleading, and I find that kind of fascinating.
Yeah, it's interesting that the reason for rising pension costs has nothing to do with the recession or short-term declines. Pension costs are increasing simply because liabilities are growing faster than assets. You know, for instance, the big fund CalPERS, California, reported that their pension liabilities totaled $248 billion in 2007. Just 4 years later, they grew to $328 billion. Now, that rapid growth happens because pension liabilities grow at the rate used to discount those obligations to present value, which CalPERS had at a ridiculously high level of 7.5% a year. Pension assets have got to grow at that hurdle rate or pension costs rise. For example, to meet the rate at which pension liabilities were increasing in 2007, CalPERS needed the Dow to go to 20,000 by now. So it has nothing to do with the market. It has everything to do with costs and the assumptions of return.
Arthur, one of the themes is immigration. It heats up in Washington. It's a Washington distracted by the intelligence investigations. Within your reading, where are we on immigration right now as a political economic issue of the moment?
I think it's close. I think we're likely to get it. I think Chuck Schumer, who's been leading the parade on this, indicates that he wants a supermajority in the Senate so that the House would be motivated to come along. There's some talk that we need at least 70 votes. That's 54 Democratic votes in the chamber. And Schumer argues that support for a comprehensive bill would collapse in the House unless we had more Senate Republicans supporting the bill. I agree with him. If you get 61, you only get 7 Republican votes, then the House is going to say, we don't need a path to citizenship. They'll say, we'll do high tech, we'll do ag, we'll let the people work, but no path to citizenship.
Arthur Levitt, thank you so much.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.